and welcome. It's hour number three of the Ben Maller radio program. And we have a hybrid story. It seemed like it was dead on the vine a couple days ago, but it's a fact. Apparently, Alex Rodriguez is going to become the leader of the Wolves, the Timberwolves of the NBA. We discuss what we think about A-Rod as an NBA owner and what it's all about. We'll get into it. Lame jokes of the week and more here in hour number three. You say basketball. I say baseball. Can't we all get along? Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we don't believe silence is golden. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness here at the Fox Sports Radio Studios. Good to have you hanging out with us. And a story that appeared to be dead on the vine a couple days ago has boomeranged back. It's a pro bouncy ball story with a baseball twist. And it certainly seemed like it wasn't going to happen. The deal was in peril. But Alex Rodriguez is on the cusp of being an NBA owner. I don't know if you saw this or not, maybe not, but A-Rod and his tech mogul buddy have reached a verbal agreement to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, they had a 30-day window to work out a deal. That window had expired, but they have, in the days since then, worked out an agreement with Glenn Taylor, the longtime owner of the Timberwolves, to take control of the team in a couple of years. Now, this comes again days after it appeared that A-Rod would not get the team. Now, keep in mind, the NBA still can put the kibosh on this. They have to approve the transaction, and that is still pending, so no public announcement has been made. So we can squeeze out another A-Rod monologue once he has his opening news conference. We are told that Alex Rodriguez and his BFF there, the tech guy, are going to cross the T's, dot the I's, and they're going to sign all the big pile of paperwork shortly. Now, Sham Sharania says that A-Rod and the tech entrepreneur will be equal 50-50 partners, and it's a $1.5 billion deal. So we talked about this about a month ago when the story popped up that A-Rod was in the works to get an NBA team. But now it looks like it's actually going to happen. And all that needs to be done is a formality, unless you think the owners of the NBA would not allow A-Rod to own the team because he's a cheat. For the purposes of this monologue, we will assume that does not take place. So let us discuss the question. Where are you on Alex Rodriguez as the leader of the Wolves, an NBA owner? So my observations, you've got Cat Lady, Parenting, and Fantasyland. And we will lock all of this together. Now, number one. The word for this is awkward. Awkward is the word of the day. A-Rod is the ultimate outsider. He is crashing the party. He's the interloper, is what A-Rod is in this little narrative. My only memories of A-Rod involving the NBA were him sitting courtside at Laker games, or I've seen him in New York when he played for the Yankees, at Knicks games, but he was doing that for the photo op. That's why he was there. Not exactly a student of the game, and you know he's all about that attention. He's a ball player. He's a baseball player. Everyone knows this. And despite being very famous and very well paid, A-Rod continues to chase the pot of gold that is clout at the end of the rainbow. And to each their own, he's dated some very famous women, Cameron Diaz, Demi Moore back in her day, Madonna, Jennifer Lopez more recently, but seemingly with ulterior motives to climb higher in celebrity circles, A-Rod attempting to go there. Now, spoiler alert. As far as A-Rod is concerned with the Timberwolves, this is what's known as an arranged marriage or a forced marriage. Because you know and I know that A-Rod's first love was the Mets. That's who he wanted to marry. He wanted to marry the Mets. The Big Apple, the bright lights, Broadway, all of that. And then he got sticker shock and he couldn't compete with the hedge fund guys. Not able to afford the Metropolitans, he's settling. He's settling. But by A-Rod standards, when you own the Minnesota Timberwolves, you're getting Arctic winters, terrible players, and frozen lakes. It's the backwoods in terms of glitz and glamour that A-Rod lusts for, right? Buying the T-Wolves is akin to going from dating J-Lo to marrying the crazy cat lady. This is the T-Wolves as a franchise are the losingest team in North American team sports, the legacy sports leagues. You know, it's that weirdo with the kind of gloomy personality, the introvert that dabbles in the goth world. The cats just flock to them and like a moth to a flame. Really, by A-Rod standards, not famous. You know, the T-Wolves have a few extra pounds. They've got kind of a disheveled appearance to them, and that's who A-Rod is hanging out with. He doesn't hang out with people like that. A-Rod hangs out with the pretty people, the beautiful people. The T-Wolves are ugly. Nobody wants to hang out with the T-Wolves. Now, the second thing here, to make this more relatable, because it's all about making it relatable to you. And that's why I'm here. All right. If you were to describe A-Rod's ownership style and compare it to like parenting, there's a lot of different parents. There's attentive parents. There's helicopter parents. A-Rod would be what's known as an owner in the NBA, an absentee parent or an absentee owner. Emotionally, we predict that he will not be around all that much. The Wolves are not worth his time, right? They are below him. He's not going to contribute anything to improve the franchise. What does he know about basketball? Now, he could immerse himself in the basketball world, but he will always be seen as an outsider. I do expect A-Rod to pop up when the T-Wolves play, the glamour teams in the NBA, the Knicks, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Heat, where there's cameras and attention and all that. He will be there sitting courtside. He'll be holding court behind the velvet ropes saying, hey, interview me. He'll be like Mark Cuban. You know how Cuban, the attention whore that he is, he always sits behind the Mavericks bench. You know, because, hey, I own the team. I'm going to sit right behind the bench. I would do the same thing if I owned a team, too. And I bet you A-Rod does a similar activity there. The few games he goes to. But you know, when LeBron's in town, it'll be like high-fiving LeBron. But when Minnesota is playing the Memphis Grizzlies or Oklahoma City on a Tuesday or a Monday night, he will be no show. I would expect A-Rod will be chilling somewhere on an island in the Bahamas, living the island life with coconuts, hammocks, palm trees, the whole thing. All right. Final point on this. So at some moment in time over the next couple of weeks, the next event involving A-Rod owning an NBA team, he is going to hold a press conference, a news conference with the media, along with Glenn Taylor. And I guarantee you that A-Rod will come out like Prince Charming. He will be like Prince Charming. He'll put on the charisma for the cameras. He'll tell stories and tell jokes. He'll wax poetic about growing up in Miami, a big fan of Pooh Richardson. And he loved Tom Gugliotta. And he used to have a Wally Zerbiak bobblehead in his locker when he played for the Mariners. You know, he'll go through all of that. All right, all of that. He'll go through. He'll long for the good old days when Bill Musselman and Flip Saunders were coaching the T-Wolves. Can we get back to that day? He'll tell Shaggy Dog stories about wanting to own the T-Wolves the moment he saw Ty Corbin and go out there with that Wolves uniform on in the late 80s when they were an expansion team. And because A-Rod is a lot like my favorite quote from W.C. Fields. And he lives his life this way. If you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bullcrap. And that's what A-Rod will be doing. And until proven otherwise, A-Rod is a carpet bagger. That is what A-Rod is, right? The only reason he's going to Minnesota is that he couldn't afford the baseball team that he wanted. So he's using the Timberwolves to improve his stature financially. Because franchise values never go down. They only go up. And the Timberwolves for A-Rod are a launching pad. It's like a trampoline. And he is going to increase his financial portfolio with the end game being to snatch up a baseball team. And, you know, they'll talk a good game about keeping the Wolves in Minnesota, and Glenn Taylor will say, nothing to worry about. We're going to keep the team here in the Twin Cities. A-Rod will come out and say, yeah, we're going to keep the team here. But keep in mind, he speaks with a forked tongue. He's a proven liar. It's fantasy land. It's a trip to Disneyland and a ride on Pinocchio's daring journey is what it is. He will lie to your face. And in many respects, that makes him a good owner. Because most of these owners are cutthroat business moguls. And to own a team, you have to really be an attention whore. You do. Why else would you buy a team? You're in the spotlight a lot. You have to crave the attention. I don't know of any introverts that own teams. I'm sure there are some, the exception to the rule. There's always the exception to the rule. But most of the owners we know are like Jerry Jones on the party bus. Or my guy, Steve Ballmer, who wants, he knows the camera's always on him, the red light's on him, he's dancing like a fool, right? He's doing his thing at Clipper games. Now, that's the usual owner. So I mentioned A-Rod, Fantasyland and all that, cutthroat. And I've said this before, and I repeat it again. I would not be shocked if right now, A-Rod is sending out emails, text messages, putting out feelers, maybe it's through intermediaries, surrogates, to politicians and to people in Seattle, Lost Wages, Nevada, Nashville, Tennessee. These are the usual cities that are mentioned when you talk about expanding the NBA. Vancouver. I don't think Vancouver. But of those, I would say Seattle and Vegas make the most sense, especially Vegas for A-Rod because it's, you know, glitz and glamour and all that. But Seattle, the obvious ties because his days with the Mariners, although I do not believe he's beloved, pretty fair to say, in Seattle. But you know, opportunistic or just opportunist, I guess is the way to say it, right? Looking for the moolah. It's all about the moolah. Aren't we all looking for the moolah? I think we are. All right, it's Ben Maller Show on Fox. We'll take your phone calls. If you'd like to be part, you can join us here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. There's been some big revelations on the show. I did want to pay something up before we get too much further on. I mentioned if you're a baseball is dead, baseball's dying. I get this every once in a while. But Ben, why are you the only guy at Fox Sports Radio who regularly talks about baseball? Which I'm not, by the way. I know Rob Parker talks about baseball, but people claim I'm the only regular baseball guy, and they shame me for that. They try to some people used to fat shame me. Now they're fat shaming. They're not fat shaming me. They're baseball shaming. But my response is, and I've said this before, like the people that say baseball's dying for over 100 years, there have been literally and figuratively people writing stories about the death of baseball, writing eulogies for baseball. Well, we had more evidence that baseball ain't going anywhere anytime soon as baseball announced a 7-year television extension over at ESPN that will run through 2028. And they will have 25 weeks of Sunday Night Baseball. They'll have the Little League Classic. I don't know what that is. I guess that's not the Little League World Series, something else. And the Home Run Derby and all of that. But the point of that is that people talk about no one's watching baseball, the ratings are bad, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. And yet they keep getting TV contracts. As long as the people that run television are going to bankroll baseball, they're fine. Baseball's, it's not going to. Now, that doesn't mean they shouldn't get better, all right? That doesn't mean that the game doesn't suck with ghost runners coming out in the 10th inning and how absurd that is in 7-inning doubleheaders where a guy throws a no-hitter and it doesn't count because you only played 7 innings when baseball wouldn't allow you to play the full 9.
Or more no-hitters by Wade Miley.
Yeah, or Wade Miley. You know your sport's bankrupt when Wade Miley's throwing a no-hitter. My God. Anyway, all right, it is the Ben Maller Show. I guess he called one too many timeouts. One too many timeouts. We'll get to that. Take your phone calls. Also, later in the hour, Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Blair. Boopy pie. You want a boopy pie?
All right.
What did you say over there? Yeah, Raider fan?
You want a poopy pie?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. He is the man who keeps the show running smoothly. And he's also the gatekeeper, as if you, you know, say any naughty words, he's there to deflect them. You can't hear them. He keeps us safe. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. He's at Raider_Rob24.
Hovart.
Yeah, just one R. Just one R.
Hovart.
Horvat.
Hovat.
And he loves to pronounce hockey names. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Manic Mike Nashville, good A-Rod monologue, he says. A-Rod and Magic can get together and compare the different size balls they have played with and they have owned. James the Machinist in Minnesota says, A-Rod being part of Timberwolves ownership is actually a good thing. If he gives the players some of those special gummy bears, they'll be able to win some games. Hopefully Carl Anthony Towns isn't afraid of needles. Fair point. If the Wolves become good all of a sudden, does that mean, what was that clinic A-Rod went to in Miami? Remember the, there was a documentary on it. I forget the name of it. The Biogenesis.
Yeah.
That's it, the Biogenesis Clinic. That's right. Yeah. There you go. Wonderful. Double O Mexican says, good Lord, that's a lot of money. I'll stay home. He sent me a list here of the average ticket price on the secondary market, the most popular NFL games. And the most expensive NFL game this year is obvious. It's the Buccaneers and the Patriots in Foxborough. But the second highest is the Ravens and the Raiders. The Raiders are actually in 5 of the top six. 5 of the top six games are the Las Vegas Raiders. Boy, that would have been a good investment.
The Raiders.
Roberto, if you had bought Raiders season tickets at face value and then be able to sell most of those and only go to like one game a year and sell the rest of them on the secondary market, you'd be making bank on that, wouldn't you?
That's what I've been telling you, that they're going to have so many visiting fans in that place. Yeah.
No, I'm telling for Roberto. I was like, Roberto,
I understand
could have
got in on that. But people in Vegas and the ticket brokers, they know that this is going to be a hot ticket. And all these people want to travel to Vegas and see their teams play. They're going to make a killing.
It's going to be like the Chargers, when the Chargers games, and it's all Chiefs fans and Bronco fans and all that. The hostile takeover. Late night drug tester says, A-Rod spending time with Unwashed at a Timberwolves game, so it guarantees he won't be with any of Hayes' friends. Okay. Chet in San Diego says, if I'm not mistaken, Ben, Minneapolis, St. Paul is the only place where they have all four major pro sports teams, but none of them use the city name. Okay. Hold on a sec. Now, I guess Tampa Bay, they don't have a basketball team, but there is no Tampa Bay. There's Tampa and St. Petersburg, right? They call it Tampa Bay. It's a regional team. And what's the other? There's only a few regions. Golden State Warriors, New England Patriots, Carolina Panthers, also a regional team. Let's take some phone calls, at least one or two. Let's see, who do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, pick a caller by their name. Who are we going to go to? We'll spin the bottle, and where does the bottle stop? Big money, big money, big money, no whammy, no whammy. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And we say hello to Chris in Houston, who is up next. Hello, Christopher.
Wow, another shot at a lonely team just because your team sucks. So you're going to take a shot at the Minnesota fans. Now, I just want to put
I'm not taking a shot at the fans. I'm taking a shot at A-Rod.
Hold on. What's the difference between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the L.A. Clippers?
Let's see. You want me to give the win-loss record this year? You want me to go down and start
No.
How dominant the Clippers have been as a playoff team every single year, just about, even when they rebuilt in the middle of it and got rid of the great Lob City Clippers and replaced those with the Kawhi 2.0,
and they've continued
to turn out good teams.
One team drafted a great player, and the other one is the Clippers. You know that, right? One team's actually been to the Western Conference Finals. The other team is just the Clippers.
You keep bringing that up.
Stinks,
you understand that when the Wolves were in the Western Conference Finals, there was no Facebook. There was no Twitter. There was no – the Google was barely around. It was the Stone Age. You do understand this, yes?
At least they had some
– I know. At least they had. I know. No one was alive when they were there, but at least they were there. I understand.
You
know what you're doing? You are reaching for straws. You are reaching at straws is what you're doing. It's pathetic. And I hope that Mike Bolsinger wins his lawsuit. Because you probably didn't see this, and it's not getting a lot of media attention, but that guy who sued the cheating Astros. Bang, bang! Mike Bolsinger, he has refiled his lawsuit against the Astros for sign stealing. F. Altuve! F. Altuve! And F. the Astros.
There you go. The king of the red herring. Changing the subject.
No, it's not a red herring. This is a story I saved for you, Chris. I filed this one away. I squirreled this one away because I knew you'd be calling up. I knew you'd call up like clockwork here. And this guy is seeking more than $1 million in damages. He alleges that the cheating Astros, the signs were considered trade secrets under Texas Uniform Trade Secrets Act. And he's good for him. Get your $1 million. Make it rain. Make it rain.
Hey, what dude in the back alley told him he was a lawyer that can put him up for that case? Come on, man. You're going to lose it. Is it inflated?
No. The odds are against him, but I hope he wins. I would like to see everyone sue on the 2017 Dodgers. You, Darvish, should sue. All those guys. Clayton Kershaw should sue.
We're not changing the subject. You see, I'm not going to change the subject. We're gonna get
your
back
subject is lame. You're trying to trash talk to defend the worst team in North American sport. And you say, well, they're better because they got to the Western Conference Finals. You know how dumb you sound? Do you realize how moronic, what an imbecile you sound like? I'm saving you from yourself here, Chris.
Hold on, wait a minute. You said the Clippers are a glamour team. What kind of glamour?
Yes,
is that? Is that
they're
like
a glamour. Every time I turn on a network TV, it's the Clippers. You're such a mama Luke. How are the Rockets doing? The crumb bums of the NBA. How are they doing?
Trying to survive and get their first pick. That's bad. That's what they're trying to do. But
yeah,
at least they
very impressive.
Seen the promise,
yeah.
Man.
And who's going to be the first pick? Who's going to be the first pick, tough guy? Who's going to be the first pick in the 2022 or 2021 NBA draft? Who's it going to be? You don't know. You have no idea. There's no great
play. I think they're going to go with the point guard. Don't get me twisted. I'm
please.
A sports fan. Don't get me twisted.
He's not a generational talent number one pick. He's
man,
not. He's like a Bargnani type number one pick is what that guy is.
They probably can flip it for something. But, Ben, we still on your trash of a team called the Clippers that can't get out the second round. You keep trying to get away from
Well,
me,
and
bro.
Then, you know, this is what's going to happen. The Clippers, of course, we all know they're going to the finals this year. And then, you know, what you're going to do is, it doesn't matter. You know,
yeah,
they still suck. You know, that's what you're going to do. I know how this works. I've played this game before. Just like with the Dodgers, the Rays are going to come back. The Dodgers aren't going to win. The Dodgers won. You disappeared like a coward.
I never disappear. I'm always here for the fight.
When the cheating Astros lost to the Nationals, you were nowhere to be found. You were nowhere to be found for days.
Look here, as a married man,
Does your phone not work on your days off?
Hey, look here, I got a wife. She likes to get that big thing. You know what I'm saying?
Who wears the pants in the family?
She likes to get that dick in Dayton. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I mean, hey,
it takes about 2 minutes.
What?
You got plenty of time the rest of the day. Come on, please. How dare you? All right, thank you, Chris. Like he's over there, Rico Suave, and he says, come on, what are we doing here?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire. gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember that guy, I think I'm pronouncing his name correct, Steve Kornacki? He was like a political guy, and they brought him in on
the awkward, nerdy guy they brought in, and they thought they were all cool. Look at my big board, and who's in the playoffs?
Right, that's the guy.
And everyone laughed and said, oh, it's so good, he's so good.
Yeah. Well, apparently he's cashing in as NBC announced they're going to make him a part of more of their sports coverage. He is going to be a regular part of Sunday Night Football. He's going to be a part of the Tokyo Olympics coverage. And apparently he's doing some horse racing stuff as well.
So this guy, he's like Carrot Top. He's got props and stuff. And I love him. People at NBC.
I mean, he's got his board there.
The board, like a prop. You know, he's like, hey, he's like the weather person. You know, look at the map here.
Circling
so
things
exciting.
And drawing
Look
arrows
at my magical map. I'm going to dazzle you with my map. Aren't you impressed with my map? Yeah. Hey, who am I? I'm goofing on the guy. The guy's making more money than I am, and he's on TV, so good for him.
There you go.
Should have been a nerdy guy, Eddie. I should have been the nerdy guy on
TV.
Nothing
wrong with nerds.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. Now, I was going to go right to the lame jokes, but I see we have the international line, so I feel like we need to take the international call, and then we'll get to the jokes. So Terry in England is cutting into the lame jokes. Hello, Terry.
Ben, good morning, live from the fishing banks of Northern England. How are you?
I am great, Terry. What are you doing this morning?
I'm fishing. I've been fishing all night. I'm here until about, for 4 or 5 hours. I'm looking forward to the fifth hour podcast. I believe it's going to be quite funny this afternoon.
No. You were put up to calling too, Terry? Come on. Really?
Not at all. Not at all, Ben.
Another Gascon bootlicker.
Oh, my goodness. This is despicable.
How could I have been put up to call? I don't know anybody over that way.
No, Terry, come on. How much did you get paid for this?
I didn't get paid anything. Ben, I need a lesson on geography. The 405, right? Now, a foreigner. I don't know anything about where the 405 is.
Yeah, the 405.
It's Hollywood.
Yeah.
Is Hollywood west or east of the 405?
Hollywood is east of the 405, but Hollywood's a seedy place with a lot of homeless people. You wouldn't want to be there. The stars actually live west of the 405, in Brentwood.
Right. Okay, yeah. So when you go on your new TV gig, which part of the 405 will you be? East or west?
There's no TV gig. You're making things up, Terry. You're getting false information here, Terry.
I'm just checking. Okay.
All right, go jump in the lake, okay? I got to go. Thank you. Catch a fish.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Live from a pond.
A baba gaboosh.
Gascon must be up right now. He's like, hey, I really need you to call Maller. I really need you to do it because please. Oh, my God. Boy, I thought it was just a one-off with Queen Roxanne the other day. Now we got Tammy in Montana, Terry in England.
No self-respect.
Yeah. How low can you go? Do the limbo. Right. We got jokes. Here we go. That's a joke, right? Gascon's a joke. Ha ha.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Lame week. Lame week who? It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
All right, here we go. Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. Right to it we go. If you're easily offended, if you're a lightweight, this is not for you. But these, you know, people are trying to have fun, and these are all jokes submitted by listeners. None of them came from us, but we just repeat the joke. All right. Did you hear that Lizzo is thinking about getting into politics?
I did not hear that, no.
Yeah, she got the idea that she boarded a train and heard the conductor shout, "We're going to need a third rail." It's like that. And James the Machinist. Why has Lizzo been spotted hanging around Washington, D.C. lately?
I don't know. Why is that?
Apparently, she takes up so much area, she has her own congressman. How about that? Chris in Des Moines. What would be the problem if Lizzo became a cannibal?
Well, we'd all be in danger, I think.
We'd all be gone, Eddie. You saw the punchline on that? Yeah, that's Surfer Todd, the comedian. Did you hear there's a gas shortage on the eastern seaboard?
I have heard that, yes.
Yes, if everyone doesn't drive for 2 weeks, we can flatten the curve, Eddie. It's all we have to do, right there. It's John the Jailer. Why is Dr. Fauci, what is Dr. Fauci's favorite drink?
I don't know. What is his favorite drink?
Funky Cold Moderna. That's a good joke. That's John the Jailer sent that one in again. Let's see here. What food will President Biden be serving this summer at the White House's 4th of July picnic?
I don't know. What's he going to serve?
Well, good news, Eddie. Everyone's getting sloppy joes. So we're getting that. It's a Surfer Todd, the comedian. What's the difference between lame joke writers and actual stand-up comedians?
I don't know. What's the difference?
A paycheck. That's the difference. That's from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Why did O.J. Simpson contact Bob Baffert after the Kentucky Derby?
I don't know. Why did he contact him?
He was looking for a faster Bronco. Jay from Kentucky. Those guys in Kentucky, man, they're right near your Churchill Downs. You know, they get all the horse jokes. All right, how do you get a horse to slow down? This is very difficult. How do you get a horse to slow down?
I don't know. How do you do that?
Just bet on him. That's it. As soon as you bet on the horse, that's Stan the Man. What is it like to be homeless without a cardboard box?
I don't know. What is that like?
It's intense.
Wow.
No, it's in...
Yeah,
Roberto, intense.
Yeah, I get it. Wasn't that funny?
Surfer Todd, the comedian. Why doesn't Aaron Rodgers mind moving?
I don't know. Why doesn't he mind that?
He's a Packer. So no, just Josh.
Maybe not for long.
What was the biggest holdup at A-Rod's offer to buy the T-Wolves?
I don't know. What was the biggest holdup?
He tried to J-Lo ball the price. So. Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. What does Brian Finley's ego have in common with Joe Biden's economy?
I'm not sure.
They're both inflated, apparently. There you go. Yeah, but Finley, I know that for sure. That's just Josh who sent that one in. You got anything over there, Coop Da Loop? It's Big Ben's lame jokes of the week.
I don't. Nobody sent me anything.
Wow. Slow week for the joke writers. I got a couple I can send over to you in a couple minutes. Eddie, do you know how I lost 25 pounds in the last year?
Intermittent fasting?
No. Costco stopped handing out free samples.
Oh, yeah.
That's more important. That's a Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. What do Trevor Lawrence and incarcerated Jed who fled have in common? Yeah, we think Jed's in jail. He hasn't called up in a while.
Well, that wouldn't be a surprise. What could they possibly have in common?
They're both hoping for breakout years in 2021. How about that? It's a Eek again. Tammy in Montana tested positive for illegal drugs this week.
She did?
Yeah, Bob Baffert slipped her some painkillers. Gordon in Tacoma. What's the one present Tammy truly needs for her birthday?
I don't know.
Penicillin. That's Ozzy Momentum sent that one in. The winning jockey of the Kentucky Derby has declined to meet David Gagan.
Oh, that's probably a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, apparently he said if he wanted to see a horse's ass, he would have finished in second. So, Kurt from Earth, what would happen to Blind Scott in Boston if he played for the Red Sox and pulled a hammy?
I don't know. What would happen?
He'd be put on the disabled list, Eddie, is what he would be. That's Inca Terror who sent that one in. Why was Justin in Cincinnati let go after being an Uber Eats driver for only one night?
Why was that?
Apparently, he got the bags mixed up and delivered the wrong orders, so they had to get rid of it. That's a little inside joke if you know Justin in Cincinnati, who famously lost his job picking up bodies because he picked up the wrong body, which is seemingly impossible.
But come on.
I guess, yes. Well, one's a white guy, one's a black guy. It's pretty hard to screw that up, but he did. How would Marcel feed himself if he was Spider-Man?
I don't know. How would he feed himself if he was Spider-Man?
He would shoot oodles of noodles out of his wrist. Imagine that. Now that's a superhero. Did you hear that Hayes met beer-drinking Brian recently?
I did not hear that, no.
Yeah, Hayes graciously offered to bathe him. When Brian said thanks, Hayes said, wait, you're alive? Wow. Chris in Des Moines. What does Half Pint call it when beer-drinking Brian is passing kidney stones?
I don't know. What does he call it?
Islands in the Stream. That's just Josh. We'll pause for the calls. We'll try to get Coop a couple of jokes. We've got a bunch of Deshaun Watson jokes, Doc Mike. There's some Hayes jokes if we have time, so scratch off as well, and a whole lot more. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. We'll get to it more, and we'll continue it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement, add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. Now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Right back to the jokes we go. It's Big Man's Lame Jokes of the Week. Thanks to all the unpaid, underappreciated amateur joke writers from all over the United States, from Maine to Hawaii and internationally as well. We thank you all. And you can send jokes in the future. Care of the Ben Maller Show at gmail.com. BenMallerShow at gmail.com email address. Put jokes in the headlines. Get the jokes in by early in the morning on Thursday, and your joke could be used on the air. You want some Deshaun Watson jokes? Of course you do. Who is Deshaun Watson's favorite historical figure?
I don't know who.
John Hancock. So Milkman Mike in Colorado. Why is Deshaun Watson visiting Starbucks a lot lately?
I don't know.
He loves asking for extra pumps. Got him in trouble, I think. That's what got him in trouble. Eric in Iowa, why does Deshaun Watson recommend deep tissue massages?
Why does he do that?
Well, after his knee surgery, they seem to have cured his limp. He had a limp there, but not anymore. So that's a Chip from Maine. What is my advice to future Deshaun Watson masseuses, Eddie?
I don't know. What is your advice?
Don't let a falling star spackle on you. It's a Chip from Maine. If Deshaun does end up in the big house, how will he spend his time?
I don't know. How will he spend his time?
He'll be thinking long and hard about what he's done, Eddie. That's from Inca Terror, classically trained musician in New York. We thank Inca. Why did Deshaun Watson's settlements fall through?
I don't know. Why did they fall through?
Well, his accusers refused to shake on it, Eddie, and that's the problem. That's a Chip from Q's. If Deshaun Watson was the captain of a ship, what would his favorite saying be?
I don't know. What would his favorite saying be?
All hands on deck. Surfer Todd, the comedian. Coop, you got anything, Coop?
Nah.
All right, Coop's out. Doc Mike, very popular with the joke writers. What's worse than finding out Doc Mike is your dentist?
Ooh, what would be worse than that? I don't know.
Realizing he was also your proctologist. So Bill from Iowa. What kind of Ben Maller Show listener what kind of Ben Maller Show listener calls in with a question for Doc Mike? There we go.
I don't know. What type of listener?
A P1.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good joke by solid joke by Dave in Mill Valley. What is Doc Mike's favorite musical?
Oh boy, I don't know. What is his favorite musical?
The Wiz. Turnpike Bob in Ohio. Do you know why Doc Mike had an advantage in the Cook County Jail?
I don't. What was his advantage?
He was already used to drinking at least one bodily fluid, so he had a leg up at it. He was. It's Gary from Youngstown. What did they serve at Doc Mike's birthday party?
I don't know. What did they serve?
Urinal cakes. Turnpike Bob again. What is Doc Mike's recommendation to stressed out Packer fans?
I don't know. What is his recommendation?
Cheese Whiz. He recommends that. That's Chip from Maine. Which NHL player does Doc Mike want to talk about on Eddie's podcast?
I'm not sure which player.
The Europeans, Eddie. He wants to talk about those players. That's George in Rochester, Minnesota. All right. What is the number one trending movie in Minnesota?
Number one.
I don't know. What is the top trending movie?
Hazed and Confused would be the name of that. That's Turnpike Bob in Ohio. What is Hayes from Minnesota's favorite game?
I don't know. What's his favorite game?
Touching is good, telling is bad. That's from John in Youngstown. How does Hayes wash a dead body?
I don't know. How does he do that?
At 5 miles per hour. just Josh. Did you know that Hayes works alone washing the bodies?
I was not aware of that, no.
Yeah, somehow he stills the second most interesting person in the room. I don't know how that happened, but it did. That's Bill from Iowa. All right. What did Sir Scratchoff's wife say when he asked if he was the only one she had been with?
I don't know.
He said all the rest were 8, 9s, and 10s. So there you go. There it is. Big Ben's lame jokes of the week.